All right, final injury report. Matt Forte, knee, did not participate, out for the game. Eddie Royal, knee, did not participate, also out for the game. Hieronymus Grissou, neck, did not participate, doubtful for the game. Everybody else is questionable as yesterday. Cam Meredith and Leroy Reynolds are probable. If you need me to go over anybody, I will. I think it's pretty much the same as yesterday, except the top three.
McPhee's on that list.
He's on a questionable.
Question.
Yeah. Any questions?
With him, with McPhee, mm-hmm. how much do you have to monitor just keeping him fresh, kind of veteran stuff?
A little bit. You know, I think the knee is, you know, been bothersome. We're trying to get him ready for the game. That's the key any week of preparation, and we feel, you know, good about that. We'll just continue to evaluate it till Monday night.
Whether it's McClellan or Christian Jones, is the play calling, quarterbacking of the defense, is that process any more challenging against an up-tempo offense like the Chargers?
Yeah, I think it does. It speeds up the communication. You know, I think, you know, Shea's been out a little bit up till now, so we've adjusted. It's been a strain on guys because you put a new responsibility on them. But they're adapting well, and it'll be a big test Monday night.
Tell me, you go against a team like San Diego. Talk to guys and realize there are going to be big plays. If a team that throws the ball that much, they're going to get yards. Is it getting not reinforcing in the DBs and so forth, don't get down if there's a big play? Is that something, or is that just part of normal?
Well, it's just kind of part of normal, John. I think, you know, just football, there's a lot of ups and downs. There's going to be, you know, plays you get beat. I mean, if you haven't, you know, been beaten this game, you haven't played. So I think that's a pretty general understanding that they have, and we're learning and understanding. And when you play a high-powered offense, you know, sometimes they do move the ball pretty well between the 20s. And then I think what's critical is not giving up explosive plays, getting pressure on the quarterback, you know, making some plays. It is more a high-risk proposition from their standpoint, is trying to create turnovers and then playing well in the red area.
You guys have been to Seattle and Kansas City, which are very loud places. Mm-hmm. This place might be half filled with Bears fans. How do you prepare differently? Do you?
Yeah, I don't know that that's a high priority. I think it's kind of a reality. There's other stadiums like that in our league. I agree. It'll be similar. But, you know, you're still out there between the lines competing against an opponent, and that's really the primary focus and, you know, determination of the outcome.
Stuff like silent count and all that might not have as much importance during
I mean, we're geared to that. You know, even in Super Bowls sometimes you know, there's not really a home field advantage, so to speak, more of a neutral field type of feel to it. But at the end of the day, you still have to execute, you know, whether you're on silent count or, you know, regular verbal counts. Yeah, you still have to execute.
John, where has your defense come the furthest this season from start to finish?
Well, we're not even halfway yet. I ain't, you know, making proclamations, you know, really till the end. So, you know, we're... You know, really our focus is on just improving, and we've got work to do.
Mariani, is he where you want him to be as a receiver? I know we talk about him as a returner a lot, but it seems like he's been thrust into the receiver thing with Eddie.
Yeah, I think, you know, with Mark, you know, he had a big third down catch last week against Minnesota down the seam. I think he's just a real dependable, accountable player, and I have a lot of respect for that.
John, you talked to the young players about the first prime time national TV and trying to use that as motivation and all?
Not really. I mean, you know, we try to teach our guys. I mean, there's two types of pressure, those you feel and those you apply. I think, you know, whether you're on prime time, not so prime, it's still a football game, still NFL outcome. You know, we put a lot of time and effort into it. And, you know, we're just going to be doing everything we can to win no matter what network or what time we play.
John, what do you do for a guy like Sherrick McManus to make sure his confidence is up after the way the last week ended?
You know, knowing a young man, you know, the kind of person he is, you know, he's very competitive. He cares a lot. I have great respect for, you know, what he does and how he does it. I think, you know, whether it's a play in a game and you're still in the game or after a game, I think, you know, you just got to turn the page. You know, you have to have a short memory. And particularly as a defensive back, as I mentioned earlier, you know, if you haven't been beat, you haven't played in this league. So, You know, it happens, and you know, he'll bounce back just fine.
Thanks, everybody.
Is Callahan?
He's clear.
He's completely clear.
Yes.
Okay.